Welcome to the C3 Oxford Falls podcast. For more information about our church, please visit myc3church.net. Wherever you are listening from right now, get ready to receive as God has a word just for you.
Awesome. Hey, stay where you are. Stay where you are. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Lord, we come to you ready to hear it. Lord, we thank you that each time we sit under your word, we are changed forever. Lord, this morning I thank you in this room, no matter where people have come from, what they're facing in their world this week, this season. Lord, I thank you that you are going before us this morning. And I thank you, Lord, as I preach, as I speak your word, Lord, you will give them a promise to hold on to, Father, that will truly change the way they're looking at what's up ahead. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Why don't you grab someone around you appropriately? Say good morning. I've not met you yet. It was wonderful to see the guests we have in the house this morning. Can we give them another welcome? If you're visiting from near or far, maybe you've come with a friend. Maybe you've come alone. Amazing. That does happen. Driving down the parkway thinking, I need to get to that church. So here you are. We're glad you're in the room this morning and you're going to love it. We're a great bunch of people. And we know that there are different seasons that we walk through. Some of them are easy and some of them are challenging. But I tell you, the best people you can walk any season through are the people of God who are going to speak hope into you. They're going to speak the word of God over you. They're going to say, keep going. You can do this. God's got a way forward. You're not going to fail or faint. You're going to keep going. And so you're in good company this morning. Well, we are in a little series on the everyday of life. And Jimmy preached a great message last week. I loved it. About really the pursuit of happiness and the false pursuit that is really, which we know in theory, but in reality, we can truly get caught up in pursuing the things and the wants that everyone else around us is pursuing. But God's calling us to pursue Him, which takes a different kind of pace. It takes a different kind of attention. And if you've just started out on that journey of knowing the Lord, or maybe you've known Him for decades and decades, we can never stop being reminded, Lord, I need you. God, I need you. I need you in this situation. I need you in what I'm facing. Show me how to find the everyday and do it really well. At the end of my day, is all I'm going to have to show God is the sum of them. This is what I did, Lord. This is all I had. This is what I did with the time you gave me. You know, as we were praying this morning about our leaders, I thought, we've appointed them in certain seasons, but God has appointed you right now. From the beginning of time, He's appointed your days, your dash, your run. You're right in the middle of it. And I know God has purpose for you. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the meaning that comes with living a life, not just drifting to and from, but living a life that comes from steps ordered by the Lord. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for me to do. God has plans for my life. I've got plans for my life, but God has plans for my life. They far outweigh the plans that I could think of. They far outweigh the plans that I could purpose. God has plans for your life too. I was watching all the socials this week of our US friends celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday gone. An incredible life. Really a life that changed the trajectory of a nation, of the world, I would say. I think to compare the life that God has for me to a life like that seems a little, wow, Lord, could I really compare to a life like his? But it's foolishness to think that God has a plan for one and not the other. Foolishness to think that, well, one's life's meaning is more important than another. God has called us each to live and run that life that He has for us. And so I want to encourage you this morning to get back surrendered to Him. Lord, my life might look very different this year than it did 5, 10, 20 years ago. Maybe it's looking better. Maybe it's looking a little more challenging. But God, you have meaning and purpose for every day that I'm walking through, and I'm going to trust you in the valley and on the mountain. God, why don't you give me praise this morning? Romans 12, verse 1 to verse from verse 1 in the Message says it like this. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit in without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Isn't that the challenge of life? Lord, speak to me. Okay, I'm going to do that. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down into its level of immaturity, God brings out the best in you, develops well-formed maturity in you. I want you to take His lead this year. I want you to put aside your own plans and go, God, how is it you want me to fulfill my purpose? I thought it looks like this, and maybe it does in part, but Lord, lead me completely in the everyday life that I have. My first thought for you, if you're taking notes, I hope you're taking notes. Meaning is found in the Maker. We can search high and low for all types of fulfillment, but God says, return to me, remain in me, come back to me. As Jay was preaching from that passage in John 15 last week about the vine and the branches, God is saying, if you just remain, grow in me, don't strive, just remain in me, open the word, let me speak to you, open up your heart in worship, let me minister to you. God is going to show you the everyday steps that you need to take when you remain in Him. Colossians 1 verse 16 says, we look at this Son, Jesus, and see the God who cannot be seen. We look to the Son and see God's original purpose in everything He created. For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels, everything got started in Him and finds its purpose in Him. He was there before any of it came into existence, and He holds it all together. What a beautiful image. Right up to this moment. What a beautiful image of God just sustaining life and breath. I was 13 when I experienced a remarkable day. My mum, for good reasons, adopted my half-sister out when she was 8 days old. And for the next 3 decades, we were apart. We would sing to her each 8th of May, happy birthday, to this sister I'd not yet met. And for years and years, she had been searching for my mum. One day, she finally received a home number. And she called my mum from the middle of the ocean. She's in the Navy. She was on the HMAS Darwin. She called my mum in our quaint little kitchen. And they spoke for the first time over the bridge of the HMAS Darwin. It's movie material. It was an incredible day. They spoke very briefly, and she said, would you like to meet me? Yes. A few months go by, and she's back on shore, finally from months at sea, and we arranged to meet her. We, Mum and I, had access to the dock, you know, the Navy dock on the shoreline there. And the HMAS Darwin comes in. She's escorted on the captain's boat. Boat's the wrong word. She's escorted on the captain's vessel to shore. Mum's holding 32 red roses. She hands me the camera. She says, whatever you do, take photos. She may never want to see me again. I wish I had photos to show you, but I don't. As I stood there watching them reconcile, meet for the first time in over 30 years, it was the most profound experience up there that I've ever experienced in my life. I stood there frozen. It was like looking in a mirror. Their mannerisms, the way they spoke, the way they cried endlessly, the way they jumped and danced and screamed, I stood there thinking, they're the same. There's two of them, which was also terrifying. There is something so profound about finding yourself in a creator, God, that you were once estranged, but now He has brought you near. It far outweighs any experience we've ever experienced. To know what it is to be drawn into a God in heaven, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the king of endless kings, to say, come near, come close, come toward me. There's a passage in Ephesians 2, verse 13, a beautiful passage. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once, far away have been brought near by Jesus. The meaning is Jesus. The everyday is Jesus. The strength is Jesus. The courage you need is Jesus. He is the one in which you're going to draw from. Don't forget it, no matter what it is you're facing. My second thought for you is meaning is no longer a mystery. I love this quote from English-American poet Auden. We're all here on earth to help others. What on earth the others are doing here, I don't know. I love it. You know, Jesus is asked the same question. As people come to him and saying, Lord, what's the greatest commandment? What could I spend my life pursuing? What's the greatest purpose for my days? And he says to them, love God and love others. Seems quite simple. But the pursuits of other things can creep in, can grow around, can cloud out. God is saying, love me, pursue me, and love others. Bring life to others around you. This is the kind of love he's talking about. It's quite the challenge. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. It refuses to be jealous when blessing comes to someone else. Love does not brag about one's achievements, nor inflates its own importance. Love does not traffic in shame and disrespect, nor selfishly seek its own honor. Love is not easily irritated. Lord Jesus, help me with that point. Or quick to take offense. I'm rarely offended, so I'm good with that one. Love joyfully celebrates honesty and finds no delight in what is wrong. Love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing in the best for others. Love never takes failure as defeat, for it never gives up. If I could spend my life, and that was all I put my purpose to, for my business, I am going to love. For my family, I am going to be a person of love. For my future and my decisions, love is going to determine how I respond. Love is going to determine how I react in this situation. Love is going to hold my family together. It's going to hold my future together. That kind of pursuit, I could spend my life pursuing. That kind of pursuit is really a pursuit to be more like Christ. And that's what he wants for us. Have you ever used something for the wrong purpose? Yes, I know you have. I recently hit a spider, like a fake spider, in our bed, and I covered it up to scare James. And an hour later, I scared myself. It was brilliant. So good. Another great story, which I know won't go beyond this room or live streamed potentially, but who has ever chased their children with a vacuum cleaner? Surely all of us. Surely since the creation of time, 100 years of the vacuum cleaner, all parents have been saying, I'm going to get you, I'm going to get you, I'm going to get your toes. Well, one day I did get one of them. I got her by the hair with the power cord and I proceeded to cut her free. It was a very disastrous day for using the purpose of which a vacuum cleaner was not intended. You should write that down, some of you younger mums and dads. I'd like to note that my husband are still going fishing is another example of misplaced purpose. That was for the gardening comment last week. It's the fruit of your efforts. But I love you. And I like when you go fishing because you come back so happy. But nothing in your hands. Oh, let's move on. God wants you to spend your days well. He doesn't want you to do that because he has expectations of what it is you're going to produce. He has expectations of you to live a life that gives glory to the creation that he's made you. It gives glory to God when you are strong, when you are well, when you are making great decisions, when you are moving forward into a future that is good and right. He has good expectations for you. Spend your life well. I think one of the most beautiful things God can give us is the ability to go, Lord, I remember the decisions I have made back then. Maybe it was last year. Maybe it was more recently. God, I actually need to step into something new. I need a fresh start. It's where He does His best and finest work. In the space where we come, Lord, I need to start again. He's done it with humankind. He can do it with you. So maybe that's the meaning that you need to step into, a new one that has Christ at the center before you. Spend it in love. Some thoughts for you. Deliver a meal. Prepare a gift. Lift up. Don't tear down. Give attention. I felt that this week. I felt even in relationships, we can be so familiar. Give attention to what needs attention. Create plans to give attention. Bring people to church. Share a scripture. I'm constantly texting scriptures on the bus because no one will talk to me on the bus. They're all on their phones. Extend grace. Extend grace again. You will need to on more than one occasion. Call your family. Write a letter. Encourage a friend. Open your home. I saw that as I was preparing. We've got a bunch of younger leaders rising up whose homes are matchboxes. But I know many of you have homes that God has blessed you with. And this year I can see you opening your home. You know what? I'm not going to lead the Connect group, but you can have my kitchen. You can have my lounge room. I'm going to hold your babies. I'm going to bake your cookies. I'm going to pray a blessing over you. Yeah, come on, praise the Lord. Begin to serve one another in love and do what we can in love. As we grow stronger and stronger, open your home, lead people to Christ. That is the finest, most exciting thing to ever be a part of. Meaning is no mystery. Love is your purpose. And a final thought this morning is God gives us a meaning that knows no bounds. What I mean by that is it doesn't come in seasons when things are all together. Meaning doesn't come from God when all the ducks are lining up and all the eggs are in the basket. Are those the right terms? Not sure. You know what I'm talking about. God doesn't just come in seasons when we feel great and give us meaning. He actually can come in all sorts of seasons that we're walking through. We sang about it this morning. God, and the highest of the heights, and the light of day, I will praise you. But God, just the same, if I'm walking through the valley, if it's the dark of night, I'm going to praise you. For you're going to give me meaning in every season. For many of you, aging is a reality. It's like I can't do the things I used to do. I'm not able to do the things I used to do. But God say, I have great meaning for you in every season that is before you. That's why I love the church. I love looking out here and seeing generations and ages and stages of life all reflected. There'll be things that you walk through that you won't even know the meaning of potentially until the future. And you'll come alongside someone in a different stage of life who's walking through the exact same issue that you have walked through. And all of a sudden you got something to pour out of you. You've got something that you have to give because God has brought you great meaning. As I was preparing this word, I had the thought of the word failsafe. I thought it was some kind of safe. It's not. The system or plan that comes into operation in the event of something going wrong. Let me encourage you this morning. Something may potentially go wrong. But the Lord we serve is faithful in and out of season that we feel Him near. His word is endless, timeless. I can put my life on the Word of God and eventually my circumstances will turn around if I continue to trust in Him. That's the season to call out to your Connect group. Pray for me. Honestly, it's been hard. Pray for me. The meaning that God has for you is for every season. And I have found that even in those seasons, I can bear fruit. In fact, the best way to walk through those seasons is to bear fruit. I think of Paul writing many of the New Testament letters in prison. I think these letters have gone across the globe. They've spoken to generation after generation after generation. And he's sitting in a prison, I imagine, with candlelight. No, that sounds romantic. Possibly not. Writing, etching the word of God to pour out blessing, to pour out leadership. is always something you can give. I think of Josie Halo in the 2019 she's had, and the depths that she's walked through, and yet the outpouring of the faith in God, the sharing of the Word of God. You can do it. You're going to make it. Incredible. Yeah, come on, let's praise God. This week, I thought of a friend, Fabia Baker. Her and her beautiful husband have an everyday challenge. They've got two beautiful kids, one of them highly on the spectrum. Their everyday is pouring out love in a very real way. And I think her faith in the Lord, and what I hear her say, and when I get to see her, how she responds to her God in heaven, is incredible. Incredible. God has measure and grace and plans that you can trust and you can cling to, but keep pouring it out. Keep pouring it out. Thank you, Lord. The scripture in Psalm 84, verse 6, in the Passion. It says, even when their paths wind through the dark of tears, they dig deep to find pleasant pools where others only find pain. He gives to them a brook of blessing, filled with rain of an outpouring. What a beautiful image. He never leaves us alone in those seasons. The everyday, though they be challenging, though they be brilliant, God is there beside you. Fear not. He has something to outpour before you. So speak over your week. Speak over your world, your decisions, your business, your kids, your mind, your future, your past, your home. Keep speaking it out. I loved what someone said recently. Someone brilliant. I think it was a quote. If we would only speak to ourselves and stop listening to ourselves, we would be in a whole much better position for life. If you've got nothing else to speak, speak the Word of God. If you've got nothing else to say, say the Word of God. Part of the reason I keep my journal is so that I'm not reading the promises of God on the good days. I'm opening it up and I'm reminding myself, God, this is what you said. This is what you said to me. Help me believe again. This is what I believed. I believe again. So trust God. Everyday meaning. You're going to give him glory in all sorts of seasons. You're going to help others by pouring it out. As you've traveled through these things, God is going to give you meaning and purpose as you lead others this year. I know many of you are going to step out in leadership roles this year, whether that be on team, whether that be running a group, opening your home. You're going to step out and begin to pour out, even though it feels like there's a little dried up inside. And you're going to find freedom come, purpose come back again, meaning come back again. I'm going to ask the team to come up. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to close in this scripture, and then we're just going to take a moment to, we're just going to pray right where you are. And I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to begin to show you one thing. You know, he's a good father. He doesn't want you to come to church and leave church with a list of things you need to correct in your life. That's not who we serve. Even if you've just started out in this journey of following Christ, I commend you, keep going. But God doesn't ask you to come to him and then change everything about your life. What he does is he says, come, and the next thing I'm going to do is give you the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that transforms us. He just leads us slowly through one season, through the next, as long as we'll allow him. And so in this moment, I'm going to ask that Holy Spirit to speak to you right where you are and just give you one thing. One thing you can work on. Maybe it's a way that you've been speaking that, Lord, help me not speak in that way. Help me speak in love. Maybe it's a decision you have for your business that's been overwhelming you, keeping you up at night. Maybe your home's going crazy. God's going to give you insight. He's going to give you one thing to do. So why don't you close your eyes where you are? I'm going to read this scripture over you, and then I'm going to let this linger for a moment as we pray. Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Sometimes trusting is just stepping out one thing at a time. So I encourage you this morning to step out in the area that God is going to place on your heart.
Hey everyone, what a joy it is to bring the Word of God to so many people all around the world. every week, and I just love technology for that reason, that we're able to broadcast through television, through podcasts, through social media, and to bring Jesus into people's worlds in all kinds of ways. Obviously, there are costs to that. There are expenses in reaching out and accomplishing this preaching of the gospel. And in the book of Romans, Paul says, "How shall I go unless somebody send them?" And he's talking about the beautifulness of the preaching of the gospel, how it brings peace and joy into people's worlds. And so the people who are sending us into other people's worlds is you and the people of our congregations. And I'd love you to join with them and with us as partners, sending the gospel throughout all the world through all these means that God has put in our hands. And as we partner together, I know that there will be thousands of people in heaven for eternity because of our efforts together. God has called us to do this, and we depend on people to send us and support us in taking the gospel to the world. I want to say thank you for standing with us and believing God. I'm praying and asking God to touch you and to bless your seed that you sow, so that you'll experience an incredible harvest in your lives, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey guys, thanks for listening to this week's message from our church. Hope you'll stay connected by following us online. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram by using @C3 Oxford Falls.